Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Boy, that Frankie, he still doesn't listen. But you should listen to all of our episodes, but especially today. Not only did Debbie let me, Brian McKay, also known as her producer extraordinaire, B-Mac, do the intro to this podcast, but in this episode, we have Ashley Jones from Iowa State University, the Cyclones. As Debbie loves to say, Ashley is one of those players that was put on this earth to do one thing, score. Join along as Ashley tells Debbie what it's like playing for Bill Finley, head coach, Iowa State, or as Debbie calls him, Blueprint Bill, being a leader, both by example and learning to be more vocal in her communication with her younger teammates. Ashley talks about wanting the ball in her hand when the game is on the line. She also gives us insight as to what it was like growing up with four sisters and working at their family restaurant, Jonesy's, in Center Point, Iowa. And when Debbie and I are able to take this show on the road, when this virus gets under control, we definitely have to hit up Jonesy's, and we'll probably have to make several trips because they have 7 different types of tenderloins, and I have to try them all. As always, you can send in your questions to Debbie at the email address askantonelli@gmail.com or by using the hashtag askantonelli on Twitter. You can listen to our podcast at Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and TuneIn. You can find all of those ways to listen by visiting our Linktree links. It's in our bio on Twitter and Instagram at MBN with DA. Or in the description of this podcast below. Please enjoy, and here's Debbie.
Ashley Jones, I am honored that you would join Nothing But Net with Debbie Antonelli on our podcast because I love scorers and I love shooters, and you fit the definition of that for sure. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
The origination of where were you or what were you put on this earth to do? The answer is score. Came from decades of conversation with your head coach, Bill Finley. I go way back with the Finley family, and I have watched and followed that success for a long time. So let's get right to it. You are 24.6 points per game right now at the taping of this podcast, which is 6th in the nation. How?
My teammates do a great job. They get me the ball when I'm open, but you just have to play how the defenders are guarding you. So you can't score one way, you have a counter move, or you kick it out to your teammates and they knock down shots, kind of spread out the defense more. Team effort.
I knew you were going to say team effort because I know that's who you are. And that's the right answer, right? It's always about your team. It's never about you. But let's focus on you for a second because you've been outstanding in your whole career at Iowa State. This is not a surprise or new to those that have followed the game or watched your success, that you have been able to be a very efficient high-level scorer in all 3 levels. Why have you been able to add to your game every year? How does that happen?
The defenders get better. They understand the way you play, so you always have to work on something new to get better and be able to counter the way that the defenders are guarding you. So, like this summer over quarantine when I was home with my dad, we'd watch film and different things to learn different ways I can counter the way the defenders are guarding me.
Do you watch a lot of film to learn and study tendencies of the other team? And when you study film, a lot of times players just lock in on themselves. They're not watching other things. What are you watching when you watch film?
It kind of depends. Like if I'm watching one of our games, I'll watch what I'm doing and the way the defenders are guarding. But if we're watching, like, to prepare for a game, you watch more of, like, the tendencies for the players you're going to play against.
Ashley, some players are defined by having incredible analytics to the way they play. You know, they're cerebral. They think what you're describing. Some are so instinctive that they just know how to make a play when the time comes. Which combination are you, or, you know, if you could put a percentage on it, how would you evaluate your own scout?
I'd say a little bit of like 50-50, maybe a little more instinctive. Just because when we practice, we do the moves over and over, and it kind of becomes muscle memory. So when you're out there, you don't have to think, you just do it.
Yeah. How much repetition comes into being able to feel like you have the confidence to know that if they go under this screen, I'm going to shoot it. If they come over on the high side, you know, I'm going to reject it. You just have to be able to put in a lot of reps to be able to understand and read. How does that work ethic pay off for you? And what's a routine that you do to make sure that you understand how to counter and be able to score like you can score?
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice. You always have to be in the gym. You have to always know different counter moves and work on them constantly, just so that when you are in the game, you don't have to think about it. You can just, they stop you that way, and then you go the other way, and you just have that counter move, and you don't have to think, really.
You guys got a young team, but you got a lot of ballers. I mean, you got a lot of players who can score, you can handle, you can play in a spread, you can play in a ball screen offense. I mean, what is that, 813 or 12 straight games where you've made a three? It's pretty incredible, really, when you think about it. Where do you think you guys have the greatest opportunity to grow with this young team?
Yeah, I mean, right now we have a lot of talent, and we're always in the gym, getting better, always getting shots up. And so just, I think executing, we all know what we're supposed to be doing. We listen to the scout, listen to the coaches, but just going out on the court and being able to execute every time, I think that's something that we can always get better at.
Some people are natural leaders. Some people just have to gravitate to that position because they're the best player. You know, what kind of leader are you, and how do you bring this young team along with the experience of the Big 12 that you've had?
Yeah, well, I think everyone knows by now I'm not a very like outgoing person, so I lead more by example, but I have gotten a little better at talking to them and kind of speaking up more. So I think that is something that I've had to grow into over the last couple years, and especially this year with us having such a young team.
So give me an example. Like, you're in the Baylor game. It's a one or two possession game. You're on the road. You guys have not won there at Iowa State since before you were even born. What's it like having to take on that communication part of it at that moment?
Yeah, you just have to tell them to relax. A lot of times when you're younger, you get kind of caught up in the game. You get going a little too fast. So you just have to take a deep breath, relax, and just play the way we know how to play. So just kind of reminding them that it's fine. The teams always go on a run, but now it's time for us to go on a run, and you just have to stay calm and keep playing.
Game time and winning time are your time. When the game's on the line, everybody knows the ball's going through you. You're going to have to make a play either for yourself or somebody else, or come up with a big rebound. You know, what does that feel like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a spot every player wants to be in. I mean, you want to have the ball in your hands when the game's on the line. It's something a lot of players dream about, just kind of being in that big moment. So, I mean, it means a lot that I am in that position, and you know, you just have to be confident, go get the ball, and take care of it.
I call Bill Fenley Blueprint Bill. I think every time he puts a game plan together, he gives the rest of the world a blueprint. There's only a few coaches that I really say that about. He's one of them, because I think because he's been around for so long and he understands tendencies, and I don't even know how much analytics comes in, but he has an incredible feel for how you play. He has an incredible feel for his team, knows his players' strengths. He knows what to do to put you in a winning position. When he's putting a blueprint together, like last year, for example, part of my summer study was I watched your game against Baylor again, because I wanted to watch what he did to be able to beat Baylor at home. And I saw a lot of triangle and two, a lot of junk. And I mean, I know he's legendary for this side of the floor we're in man, this side of the floor we're in zone, this person has the ball, we're going to switch this. I mean, there's a lot of high level stuff to follow. when Blueprint Bill is putting a plan together and it seems like it's incredibly, you know, like difficult and challenging to have to handle, how do you get that to a point where with your young team, you know exactly how to help them through that?
Yeah, we watch the film and kind of talk about it, and then we'll do it in practice. And I think a lot of us learn best from doing it in practice. So just getting repetitions and going over it, and if you have questions, always asking and making sure we understand what we're doing at certain times on the court. So I think just the repetitions that we do to go through it before the games is just what really helps.
Ashley, Hilton Magic is a real thing. I mean, obviously, yeah. This year there's no fans, or I don't even know if you can have any fans at all, or a small capacity, but it's much different in your environment than it ever is. What's that been like for you guys when everybody can hear everything you're saying and you can hear the other team's calls and you can, you know, just be in a different kind of focus than when you have a crowd to help lift your spirit when you need it?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot different. Our fans usually help out a lot just with the energy in the gym. But I think our teammates on the sidelines are always bringing energy, and we just have to keep our energy up as the game's going on. It is a little different because you can hear the play calls. Like when everyone's in there, sometimes you can't hear exactly what they're calling. But it is different, and we just have to keep playing and keep battling, because that's how this year's going to go, and you never know what to expect.
So you appear to be a person to me that doesn't get too high or too low. Like, you're hard to read in a game. You know, you're all business and you're all focused, which is a great quality. That way your opponents can never get under your skin. I'm sure you've had a little trash talking at you during games. You don't have to tell me who. I'm just curious, like, what they might say to you.
Honestly, I couldn't really tell you because I kind of block it all out. I'm just out there playing. They can say whatever they want to say. It doesn't really bother me at all. I use it more so as motivation, I guess. I just block it out, block everything out, and just go out there and play.
Now, I never had the game that you had, but I did get people talking trash to me, and I wasn't physically capable of handling it myself. You know, like, I wasn't some enforcer out there on the floor, but I had an enforcer. And if somebody talked too much trash, I had some protection, like a hard screen maybe, or an extra box out. Do you have anybody on your team that's got your back?
I think pretty much everyone does. We all have each other's backs. We're all going to, if someone's in trouble or needs a little extra help, we'll definitely be there to help them out.
Okay, so just to button up this whole thing about beating Baylor, which was a significant win, obviously. Baylor has traditionally been the team that has won your league or won 10 of the last 12 outright Big 12 championships. They've been the dominant team. What does this do for a young team's confidence to get that kind of win on the road?
Yeah, it does a lot, especially to win against a big team and on the road. I think it kind of shows us where we're at and that we can compete with the highest level. And so we just have to, again, learn from what happened during that game, what we did well and what we didn't do well, and just use that to get better for the next game.
I assume you have some aspiration to play professional basketball at some point. And I also know that you're an elementary education major. So when your playing days are finished, whenever that might be, how will you use your education from Iowa State?
I'd like to go teach and kind of help out the next generation in the classroom. And I'd also like to coach and help them out on the basketball court as well.
Do you have a specific level that you want to coach?
Probably high school, I think.
Okay. All right. You've obviously, you're an Iowa kid. You grew up in Iowa City. Jonesy's is the famous restaurant. You and your sisters, your four sisters have all worked at the restaurant. Tell us what life is like in Iowa City on a day-to-day basis around family and hoops.
That's about all we do. We usually wake up, go to work in the afternoon. My mom usually stays at work because it's a little slower. And then the rest of us go to the gym, get some shots up, and then we head back to work around 5 o'clock for the dinner hour.
When you guys all go to the gym, I'm assuming you're talking about you and your four sisters. You all go, right?
Yep. And my dad usually goes with us. He watches a lot of videos and reads a lot of books, so he'll have different drills and different things for us to work on.
I mean, it's a parent, a coach parent dream to have five players, you know, like everybody talks about man or zone, but we don't care about defense, Ashley. We care about offense, right? So you got all five of you in the gym there together with your dad. What's your favorite drill to do with your sisters, and which drill is the one you dislike the most?
I don't know. We do a lot of shooting drills. One of my favorite is probably, it's called Kobe. And you have to make 2 3-pointers on one end, and then you run down to the other end, and you have to make 2 in a row. So like 2 in a row, and then you go on to the next spot, and we go 7 spots on the 3-point line, and you try to get like your fastest time.
Who's the best shooter out of the Jones girls?
Kind of depends on the day, but
yeah,
me and Aubrey are usually up there.
Do you guys chart everything that you do in the summer?
Yeah, we usually, well, over this summer, we didn't really have a gym for a while, so we could only shoot like stationary shots. So we keep track of our percentages and how much we shot each day. And you just try to beat it every day.
Are there any shots or drills or anything that you do to compete against your sisters for chores at the restaurant?
No, not really. It's whoever wants to work. Unless they need someone to work, then someone gets pushed into doing it. So we don't really compete for it.
Well, I mean, it's just a unique family setting, right? I mean, it's just a cool thing that you all, five girls, you're all working at the restaurant. It's got to be the place to go to in town, I'm guessing. I mean, the next time I'm there, I'm definitely checking it out. What am I going to order when I go there? Are there any sandwiches with all your names on it?
There's not, but we're known for our breaded pork tenderloins are like that big.
No sandwich with your name on it yet?
Nope. I'll have to bring that up to them.
I think that's good dinner table conversation. Like, what is going to be the name of your dish? Because, you know, you're not really somebody who dishes. You're more of a shooter.
Yeah.
There's some irony to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I'll have to bring it up to my dad and see what he's got.
Yeah, I think your dad's got to step up. I'm going to call him out right now. Tell him he's got to get to work on a sandwich with your name on it, for sure. What's your favorite part about growing up in Iowa and going to play basketball at Iowa State?
I'd say definitely the fans and the community around here. I mean, they all kind of watched and followed me in high school, and then they kind of got to see me here in college. So just having that support and the fans that follow you and watch you every day. Like, we'll have people come into the restaurant and be like, oh, we watched Ashley on TV. She's so great. And they'll make the trip down to Iowa City just to talk to my parents or something. So it's just really neat to see the support with the community and people around Ames and Iowa City.
That's pretty cool. You get a lot of comparison to Bridget Carlson. It could be a combination of you both played at Iowa State. It could be you're very similar in size and skill set. What do you say to people when they say that to you?
I don't really say much. I just say, yeah, but I mean, I'm myself. I have to like use Bridget as like a benchmark, like see what she did, but kind of go down my own path and do my own thing.
I'm going to guess the word sacrifice is something that is a big part of your conversation as a part of your family or as a member of this team, just because it's a strong intangible for teams that really want to be great. Sometimes you have to sacrifice maybe a little bit of your own to make sure that the team has success. And certainly working in the restaurant with your family, there's probably some things you got to sacrifice as a team in there. What do you think? Because you're on two different really big teams, your family and Iowa State. What do you think are some of the most important attributes of a good team?
Just being all in. You have to commit to the team. And if something doesn't go right, you just have to work and get better at it just so that you can help out the team in any way.
I want to know what Bill was like the next day in practice after you beat Baylor.
We watched the end of the Baylor film, that game, and kind of talked about what we did well and what we could improve on a little bit. And then we went out, shot free throws, and it was a time where we could talk about the game, kind of celebrate and reminisce about how well we did, because it was such a big accomplishment. And then it was on to the next. It's all business. You have a good win or you lose, you just have to keep moving on. You don't really look back.
The Big 12 is always a challenge. There are some really good teams in that league, including Baylor. Texas is going to be a team that's going to be talked about in that league. Of course, you're ranked this week, so congratulations on being ranked. When people ask you about how tough the Big 12 is, what is the one or two things that come to your mind?
The girls are all big and they're strong, and it's filled with a lot of talent. I mean, you have to go out, you have to be ready and prepared and battle each time. No team's going away. If you get up, they're coming right back. They're not gonna just let you keep going.
Ashley, thank you so much for being a part of Nothing But Net with me. And I hope that sometime we can have you back on, and wish you nothing but success the rest of the season. And give Bill Fenley a big high five for me when you can.
I will. Thank you.